Greetings and blessings. Welcome to a special edition of the Travelog Media Podcast. I'm your host, Jason Clarl, podcasting from Quetzaltenango, Guatemala. Thanks for joining me. This is a very special edition of the podcast. I'm so glad you're here. First, this is the birthday edition. Happy birthday to me. And a big shout out to all my Aquariuses in the house. Big ups to y'all. Feliz cumpleaños. So that's reason enough to make a podcast, but it gets even better. There's another birthday we need to celebrate. This very podcast is turning 2. Yep. I published the first episode of the Travelog Media Podcast on January 12th, 2016. Very proud of my little tot. I really hope it's not true what they say about the terrible twos. We'll find out soon enough. This is also the Super Blue Blood Moon edition. Hashtag Super Blue Blood Moon. We'll break that down in just a minute. We're also going to look at an important document from the Caribbean and talk about the Honduras situation. Stay tuned.
Cara Zaplando Bizo. Cara Ganando Anajo Y Sacando La Lengua. Cara Sonrint Relamandos. Cara Con Los Ajas En Forma de Corazon. Cara Con Amplia Sonrisa Y Ajas Pie Abiertas. Cara Con Lagrimas de Alegria. Cara Larando Y Redando de La Risa. Cara Dando Un Bizo Con Los Ajas Cerradas. Cara de Preocupacion. Cara de Frustracion.
My friends, something very special is going to happen. You need to go and clear your calendars on January 31st. Hire a babysitter, do whatever you have to do. Just make sure you're free that night to witness a rare celestial spectacle. A super blue blood moon. What is that? Basically, three things are happening. First, it's a blue moon. That happens when there are two full moons in a calendar month. It's not really that rare, but when combined with the other two things, it makes the event much cooler. The second thing that's happening that night is that it's a supermoon. That means the moon is much closer to the Earth, appears much larger, and hence, super. And finally, boys and girls, it's a total lunar eclipse. That happens when the moon goes into the Earth's shadow, giving it a reddish-orange color. So yeah, basically, you don't want to miss this. If you want to know the best places to see it, all the science and thing, I'll link up to a space.com article. Also, I'd like to try something new this episode, so I hope you'll indulge me. I've included a pre-composed tweet in the show notes. What I'd like you to do is snap a pic of the super blue blood moon from wherever you're listening and tweet it to me using that link. Will you do it? I really hope so. Next up, an important article from the Caribbean. The title, Declaration of the People of the Caribbean. I'm not going to waste another breath on that miserable little hate monger in the White House. I'm not going to beat a dead horse. What I will do is share this document, which declares 45 persona non grata in the Caribbean. Bravo. Here it goes. Declaration of the People of the Caribbean. U.S. President Donald Trump has been declared persona non grata in the Caribbean. We, the undersigned representatives of the sovereign people of the Caribbean, hereby declare that President Donald Trump of the United States of America is persona non grata in our Caribbean region. We further declare that as a persona non grata, President Donald Trump is not welcome in any territory of the Caribbean, and we hereby confirm that we, the Caribbean people, will petition our governments, vehemently protest against any Trump visit, and engage in popular demonstrations designed to prevent President Donald Trump's entry into any portion of the sovereign territory of our Caribbean region. As sons and daughters of the Caribbean, we hereby affirm that the continent of Africa is the revered motherland of a sizable majority of our people, and that the Republic of Haiti, a seminal architect of the destruction of the system of chattel slavery that held our ancestors in bondage, is the foundational cornerstone of our Caribbean civilization, and we therefore consider that any insult or attack that is directed at the African continent or at the Republic of Haiti is intrinsically an insult and an attack that is directed at us as well. We further affirm that we Caribbean people, in light of our history of experiencing, resisting, and surviving the most horrendous forms of enslavement and colonialism, consciously regard ourselves as champions and defenders of the dignity and fundamental human rights of all Black or African people, and that we are guided by an overarching and non-negotiable principle of zero tolerance of any manifestation of anti-Black or anti-African racism or discrimination. It is against this background that we, the people of the Caribbean, have determined that by describing the nations of Africa, the Republic of Haiti, and the Central American nation of El Salvador as shithole countries, U.S. President Donald Trump has committed a despicable and unpardonable act of anti-Black, anti-African, anti-Brown racism that has served to further energize and fortify the vile white supremacy system that the said President Trump has self-consciously sought to champion and lead. We, the sovereign people of the Caribbean, hereby declare to the entire world that we vehemently and unreservedly denounce President Donald Trump and the evil and inhuman white supremacy values system that he represents. As I record this episode, there are 200 signatories from all throughout the Caribbean, including, not surprisingly, many from Haiti. You can find a link to the document in the show notes.
We go to different places then there was something that you like Kara Sonrin Relamandos. Don't worry Kara Ganando Anajo. Don't need to bring anything, only yourself. She doesn't like asparagus. I cut the sugar beets when sound phone.
Alright, let's talk Honduras. Hashtag Honduras. I'm recording this episode on January 27. Today, Juan Orlando Hernandez is being inaugurated as president for a second term. People, Hondureños, have taken to the streets in large numbers. Basically, since the country's November 26 election, there have been protests, strikes, blockades, burning tires. There have been clashes with military police who, according to many reports, have killed over 30 people so far. People are really, really furious about this. But to help you get a better understanding of what's going on in Honduras, I'm going to point you to some journalists who have been writing about the crisis. Here's a tweet from Heather Geis, who published an article in AlJazeera.com. This isn't an inauguration. It's an imposition of an illegal president elected through fraud, an opposition supporter said. They waste money on tear gas when this country doesn't even have medicine in our hospitals. You can click through that tweet and read the rest of her piece. Here's another one from Sandra Cuff, a freelance journalist based in Honduras. He was still breathing, but in my heart I knew I was going to lose him, said Virgilio Yareth Avila's mother. Her 16-year-old son was shot in the head by police during a crackdown on protests. He's one of dozens killed. The tweet links to her latest article, bleakly, if accurately titled, "There Are No Human Rights Here. Honduran anti-fraud protesters clamor for justice as state killings continue." Sandra Cuff was a recent guest on the Jacobin podcast. I'll share that link if you want to listen. And I'll share one more. It's from friend and freelance journalist Jeff Abbott. I'm hoping to have him on the podcast very soon. His latest piece for In These Times is titled, "Hondurans Are Out on a One-Week General Strike. Their Grievance? A U.S.-backed dictatorship." Wait, huh? You may be scratching your head and thinking, that can't be. The U.S. only spreads freedoms and democracy around the world. Of course, in a post-truth, post-fact world. All I'm saying is, read these articles and judge for yourself. And if you're living in the States and really moved, you can go even one step further and call your reps in Congress and urge them to immediately suspend security aid to Honduras. At the very least, stay informed. Follow Heather Geis on Twitter, at Heather Geis, G-I-E-S. Follow Sandra Cuff, Sandra_Cuff, C-U-F-F-E. Follow Jeff Abbott, Palabras de Abajo, PALABRASDEABAJO, and a few hashtags. Fuera JOH, FUERA, capital J, capital O, capital H, Honduras EN Crisis, CRISIS, Honduras Resiste. Yeah, that ought to do it. Don't forget to tweet me your moon pics. That's all for this episode of the Travelog Media Podcast. Thanks for listening. Walk tall, live free. Thanks for listening to the Travelog Media Podcast. You can subscribe to the show on your desktop computer or mobile device. Visit travelog.media from your desktop computer and look for the subscribe links in the sidebar. Or download a podcast app on your mobile device, search Travelog Media, and click subscribe. You'll find Travelog Media on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Add your comments and share posts using the hashtag Travelog Media. Please help support this podcast by leaving a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts and making a donation. Visit paypal.me/JSKmedia. Send email to podcast@travelog.media.